Jesus summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile." When he got home away from the crowd, his disciples questioned him about the parable. He said to them, "Are even you likewise without understanding? Do you not realize that everything that goes into a person from outside cannot defile, since it enters not the heart but the stomach, and it passes out into the latrine?" Thus he declared all foods clean. But what comes out of the man, that is what defiles him. From within the man, from his heart, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers, how do we make sense, my brothers and sisters, how do we make sense of our Lord's words, which must be true, that all these evils come from within? Did not God make every single one of us good? Absolutely. Now, there's a brokenness in us because of original sin, but we've all been baptized. We've all been sanctified and redeemed. So how do these evils, what allows them to be within us? They're not within us. We are not dualists. And it's so important that we understand this. Dualism is a heresy rejected early on in the church. What is dualism? Dualism says man is part good and part evil. Right? And there's a war raging within him and only one side's going to win. We do not believe that. We believe that man is good, redeemed by Christ. And so this evil begins from without. And it always starts with temptation. But then, how does our Lord say evil comes from within? It can only enter into us when we give it permission. When we consent to it. When we say yes to it. Let me give an example. One day, a lady came to see me. A very faithful Catholic woman. Daily Mass goer. A woman of prayer. And she said, "Father, I struggle with fear. And I find myself giving into anxiety and worry all the time." And I'm looking at this lady, and some of the things like that she was fearful of were so irrational. I mean, I was like, "Gosh, really? You struggle with that?" And she said, "Yeah, Father, it's crazy. I don't know why." And I said, "Well, don't you believe that God is good? Don't you believe that He loves you? I mean, don't you find Him trustworthy?" And those were all the problems. No, no, no. Right? Is God truly all good? Can I trust Him with all my heart? Does He love me? And she believed lies about every single one of those truths. And so the evil one had a very easy time gaining her permission when he would present to her some fear or cause for anxiety. Because it found a home within her. Because she had not renounced all those lies and embraced the truth, God is good. God loves me. I can trust Him. A lady one time came to me and she said, "Father, you know, would you meet with me for some prayers?" She said, "In my past, I struggled with promiscuity. And I still from time to time give in to lust. And I want to be free from that." And I said, "Okay, let's pray together." And in the midst of these prayers, we were invoking the Holy Spirit. And I said, "Why? I said, why did you let men take advantage of you? Why did you give yourself away like that?" And she entered deep within herself and really was invoking God, "Lord, allow me to know, allow me to see." And all of a sudden she began to cry. And the cries became sobs. And she said, "Father, because I don't believe I have any value. I don't believe I have any value." And so lust, being taken advantage of, giving herself away, was very easy. Because deep within, she had bought a lie, probably from some woundedness in the past, not being loved as she ought to have been. And so I said, okay, let's renounce that lie. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I renounce the lie that I have no value. She couldn't do it because she didn't believe it. It took her 10 minutes to be able to say, I renounce the lie that I have no value. And it was the beginning of profound healing. These evils come from within because they have a way to gain entrance into our souls. And we must begin to pray for deep interior healing and freedom. And there may be certain lies buried within us that we must ask our Lord to uncover so that we can renounce them and be freed.